WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Again, the calm before the storm, Dan.
That's right, and it is cold out there this morning. Temperatures in northwestern New Jersey easily in the teens, 13 the coldest spot. Most of the state starting off the day in the 20s. Now, that ferocious wind from yesterday has died down, so we don't have to talk about a biting wind chill. You'll still want to bundle up this morning. Plenty of sunshine this morning before a few clouds roll in this afternoon. Pretty nice mid-December day. It'll be dry with a light breeze. Look for highs in the lower to mid-40s. That is par for the course for December 19th. Mostly clear tonight. Definitely a chill in the air, but not as cold as last night. Upper 20s to mid-30s. Clouds will increase tomorrow, and so will temperatures. Highs around 50, but here comes that storm system. Rain showers arrive tomorrow afternoon and evening. We get soaked tomorrow night into Friday with 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. Flash flooding may be an issue. Minor to moderate coastal flooding, too. But again, wet, not wintry. Highs Friday, lower 60s. Right now, Mays Landing, 21. Belleville, 24. And Hamilton, 24.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We continue our coverage of the Murphy administration's hiring practices and the legislative investigation into them. Of the many unanswered questions in how the administration handled rape allegations against one staffer lodged by another is this. How did the accused manage to stay in his state job for 4 months after being told to leave? It turns out it was actually more than 6 months.
Pete Camerano, who is chief of staff to Governor Phil Murphy, told a special legislative committee he told Al Alvarez to leave his job at the school's development authority on March 26th because he had been accused of sexual assault.
Mr. Alvarez adamantly denied the allegations, became teary-eyed and emotional, but I believe he fully understood my instructions that he was to leave state service.
Senator Teresa Ruiz wonders how it's possible Alvarez was allowed to stay until early October.
I don't understand that level of dysfunction that takes 6-7 months for it to come to a close.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Anzero's commuter weather temperatures are well below freezing. In the teens in many areas today, it'll be a very cold but a sunny morning. Seasonable, partly sunny afternoon. It'll be dry, a light breeze, highs in the low to mid-40s, and then definitely another chill in the air tonight. Now, tomorrow is when clouds will increase. It will warm up a bit, and the rains could arrive for tomorrow night and stay with us heavy into Friday. Dan will have more on that, and another look at your Christmas forecast coming up in the minutes ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have more on that joint legislative hearing into the Murphy administration's hiring practices, and a new study that finds New Jersey is among the worst in the nation when it comes to spending our tax dollars. Those stories in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, very cold this morning, even though we'll see some sunshine around. It's not going to warm up much. We have teens and 20s now, and we will warm up a little bit when we get into tomorrow, but that's also when the rains could move in Thursday night and heavy into Friday. Dan will have more on that and a peek into your weekend coming up here in just a couple of minutes. President Trump and leaders in Congress appear to be pulling back from a government shutdown over his $5 billion demand for border wall funding. The White House press secretary indicates Trump doesn't want to shut down the government, though just last week he said he'd be proud to do so over the issue of border security. One option that's been circulating on Capitol Hill overnight would be to simply approve government funding at existing levels and kick the issue into the next Congress. When Governor Murphy's transition office learned its deputy director for personnel was accused of sexually assaulting another transition member, the decision was made to limit his hiring authority, but still, he was not fired.
Murphy's chief of staff, Pete Camerano, says transition counsel Raj Parikh suggested action be taken to limit Al Alvarez's responsibility so he couldn't retaliate against his victim by rejecting any resumes.
We've made it a blanket policy with him because we didn't know who the victim could have been.
Lawmakers say they see no evidence those limits were put into effect. Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says it's a little bit disturbing. Nothing appears in his personnel file.
This is kind of astounding, really. I did not know that Mr. Alvarez was banned from hiring, and yet there was no follow-through.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:08. A new study finds New Jersey leads the nation when it comes to spending money it doesn't have.
Barb Rochevitz of the Pew Charitable Trust says a new analysis that studied financial reports of every state in the nation found only 10 have been running in the red. And guess what?
New Jersey was one of the 10 states where total revenue over the past 15 years has fallen short of total expenses. And in fact, New Jersey has accumulated the biggest gap of all the states.
She adds Jersey has been spending more than it takes in during good times as well as bad.
And that becomes an unsustainable situation for a state. It just can't go on forever.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. The court case against former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn isn't over yet. Flynn had been expected to be sentenced in federal court Tuesday for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Instead, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan gave the retired general a tongue-lashing for his conduct and raised the prospect he could spend time in prison. Flynn's lawyers decided to request a sentencing postponement to allow Flynn to cooperate even more with government cases. Police are looking for a band of roving repairmen in East Brunswick who threatened a woman after promising to fix her car. They somehow convinced her to follow them, claiming she had a leaky gas tank. After the bogus repair was made, she offered each one of them $20. They tried to shake her down for $300. She managed to get back in her car and drive away. Police call this the flat tire scam and warn you never follow strangers who claim they can fix your car on the spot. A New Jersey man says he's no poultry farmer. He raises chickens for emotional support. A judge wasn't buying that, and now the man's going to have to open his wallet. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to explain more. Patrick?
That's right. Barry Walski of Andover may need an emotional support animal after having to pony up a $533 fine. He was originally charged with keeping his two chickens on less than 6 acres of land, a no-no as far as housing non-domestic animals goes. Now, he's already moved the two birds to a friend's property, but only after he and his fiancée had tried at least 9 times to petition the township to let them keep the animals. Officials told them to apply for a land use variance. At $2,500, that was too pricey. Walski has admitted his chicks have no poultry or egg-laying purposes. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. In Cumberland County, lambs used in a live nativity scene have their own Christmas miracle. The lambs were headed for slaughter, but an animal rights group has stepped in to save them. Members of the Freedom Farm Animal Rescue in Cedarville posted on Facebook a picture of the lambs saying they won't be ending up on anybody's holiday table. They will live out their lives at the rescue sanctuary. In New Jersey, the rate of new HIV cases has declined by nearly 40% over the past several years. Is it possible the HIV count gets down to zero or close to it by 2025? Health officials and professionals believe so, as long as there are plenty of partners working towards that goal.
If people living with HIV are taking medications as prescribed and have undetectable amounts of the virus in their body, there's effectively no risk of sexual transmission. The state, along with partners such as the Rutgers School of Public Health, are pushing a campaign to get the message out there, undetectable equals untransmittable.
Reducing the number of new infections ultimately will be the first step in bringing an end to the epidemic completely in the absence of a cure, which we still don't have.
School of Public Health Dean Perry Halkitis says this is one step in an overall goal of eliminating new HIV diagnoses by the year 2025. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. A very cold morning to start, and we have rain on the way towards the weekend. Dan will have a look at that, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, and baby, it's cold outside.
It is. Temperatures mostly in the 20s across New Jersey, but at least that ferocious wind that caused my garbage can to disappear yesterday has calmed down quite a bit. Just light winds today, 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's actually going to be a pretty nice mid-December day, partly sunny this afternoon. Plenty of sun this morning, by the way. Highs lower to mid-40s. It'll be mostly clear tonight, chilly, not as cold, upper 20s to mid-30s. Now, changes really start to kick in tomorrow. The first half of your Thursday actually looks okay. Clouds will increase, and we do warm up. Upper 40s to lower 50s will do it. But here comes our next storm system, and just like last time, this one's going to carry some heavy rain with it. Showers will creep into southern New Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening, and then tomorrow night into Friday we get soaked. Rainfall estimates have actually gone up a bit since we last spoke yesterday, with 1 to 3 inches of rain now expected across the state. That's enough to cause flash flooding and ponding on roads. Minor to moderate coastal flooding also possible Friday, but again, it is wet, not wintry. country, highs lower 60s. Showers wrap up Saturday morning, could be a few snowflakes there, then we'll clear out with a gusty wind through the rest of the weekend. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Murphy administration officials knew for months about a rape allegation against a top staffer, but never followed through to fire him. The White House says there may be a compromise in the works to avoid a government shutdown on Friday. In sports, Rangers, Flyers, Islanders win, Devils lost, Nets over the Lakers, Giants, Jets, Eagles send three players apiece to the Pro Bowl. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. It's very cold out there. Make sure you're bundling up, mostly in the 20s to start. Sunny this morning, partly sunny later on. Pretty nice day with highs in the lower to mid 40s. All the rain holds off until tomorrow night. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
If you're listening today, you happen to be tuning in just to go like, you know, since 1997, these people have been morons. I want to see if they change. We haven't changed.
We're not gonna.
We're morons, and we like it.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 is our time on this Wednesday morning. We have reached the midweek point in the Great Garden State, and it is cold. Temperatures are well below freezing in the teens and 20s, and you are going to need a hat, gloves, jacket for the kids on the way to the bus stop this morning. It is going to warm up tomorrow, but we are going to see some rain, and that could be heavy Thursday night into Friday. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Earlier this month, a can of bear repellent ruptured at the Amazon warehouse in Robbinsville. It sent two dozen workers to the hospital. To protest the incident, a small rally was held outside the Amazon Fulfillment Center. President Trump says he's looking forward to signing into law a sweeping criminal justice bill supported by many conservative and liberal advocacy groups. The bill gives judges more discretion when sentencing some drug offenders and boosts prisoner rehabilitation efforts. The Senate passed the bill Tuesday night. The House is expected to pass it and send it to Trump sometime this week. We report often on the improving fight against cancer in New Jersey, but doctors still have their hands full in many respects. New numbers show that cases of uterine cancer among women is up 12% since 1999. The death rate has climbed more than 20% over the same period.
Browns Mills resident Carol Newborn Steepy noticed abnormal bleeding, went to her doctor, and was diagnosed with uterine cancer in February of this year. She's already cancer-free because she got eyes on the problem early enough.
I'm really happy with the outcome.
But her story is one bright spot in a much darker overall picture. Gynecologic oncologist Emily Glimer with Virtua says part of the uptick in uterine cancer cases may be due to more women seeking medical help, which is a good thing, but most of the problem is likely linked to obesity.
Because that's definitely on the rise in this country, I think that is contributing to those numbers as well.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:25. The use of teen cigarettes has dropped dramatically, but more and more high schools, and even younger now, are getting their hands on electronic cigarettes. Even though they're supposed to be safer than conventional tobacco, we are learning more about just how bad this trend is getting.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams is pretty blunt when he describes the trends of vaping rising among high schoolers, calling it a full-blown
epidemic, which means a sudden increase above normally expected numbers. I do not use that word lightly.
The Juul brand has contributed to the rapid growth by offering kids a way to smoke, and because the shape can look like a flash drive, so they're easy to conceal. Adams hopes to raise awareness.
We already have enough science to tell us that youth use of e-cigarettes is unsafe.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have a very cold start this morning. We will warm up as we get into Thursday, but rains are on the way. Dan will have more on that in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, more dysfunction in the Murphy administration laid bare over alleged rape allegations between two staffers. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian stocks mixed as traders mulled over the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision and weaker-than-expected Japanese trade data yesterday on Wall Street. Most indexes broke a two-day losing streak. Tech and consumer-focused companies climbed, but energy stocks were plummeting. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.